KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Well, Peyton Manning threw two touchdown passes. Connor Barth was perfect on five field goal attempts, and the Denver Broncos beat the Kansas City Chiefs 29-16 Sunday night to remain alone in first place in the AFC West. C.J. Anderson added 168 yards rushing and caught a 15-yard touchdown pass. And Demaryius Thomas also had a TD grab to help the Broncos beat Kansas City for the sixth straight time. Alex Smith threw for 153 yards and a couple of touchdowns for the Chiefs, the second of them to Jamal Charles to make it 26-16 early in the fourth quarter. But Smith's pass on the two-point try fell incomplete, and the Broncos added another field goal to put the game away. That victory kept Denver a game up on San Diego in the division race. The Chiefs fall into third place. Broncos are 9-3, KC now 7-5. Elsewhere in yesterday's NFL action, Minnesota beat Carolina 31-13, Cincinnati down Tampa Bay 14-13, Buffalo over Cleveland 26-10, New Orleans topping Pittsburgh 35-32, Jacksonville beat the New York Giants 25-24, St. Louis blasted Oakland 52-0, San Diego over Baltimore 34-33, Houston beat Tennessee 45-21, Indianapolis outscored Washington 49-27, Atlanta topping Arizona 29-18, and Green Bay downs New England 26-21. Police say that missing Ohio State football player Costa Carajorge has been found dead, apparently of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police tell media outlets that Carajorge was found near campus on Sunday. The senior defensive tackle was last seen at his apartment in Columbus early Wednesday when his roommate said he left to go out on a walk. His mother told authorities that he has had several concussions and a few spells of being extremely confused. According to a police report, she said that Carajorge texted her the morning he disappeared and said, quote, "I am sorry if I am an embarrassment." Win 70% of your games, get a pink slip. Bo Pelini was fired yesterday as Nebraska's head football coach 2 days after his team battled to beat Iowa 37-34 in overtime. He won at least 9 games in each of his 7 seasons with the Huskers and was 67-27 with 3 conference title game appearances in the Big 12 and the Big 10. But he never won a conference championship, and his teams lost 4 games in every season that he completed. The Cornhuskers rank 4th in all-time victories and have won 5 national championships, including 3 in the 4 years before Tom Osborne retired as coach after the 1997 season. And they've burned through 3 different coaches since that time. Just 3 points separate the top 2 teams in the latest Associated Press College football poll. Alabama leads the poll for the first time this season, receiving 25 first-place votes after Saturday's win against Auburn. Florida State drops to 2nd despite collecting 29 first-place votes, 4 more than the Crimson Tide. Third-ranked Oregon picked up 5 first-place votes after they crushed Oregon State. TCU is 4th, followed by Baylor and Ohio State. Michigan State climbed 3 spots to 7th, and Arizona jumped up 4 notches to 8th. Kansas State is 9th, and Mississippi State drops from 4th to 10th with Saturday's loss to Mississippi. Well, Seth Tuttle scored 17 points and grabbed 10 rebounds on Sunday, and Northern Iowa held off Richmond 55-50 to start their season 7-0 for the first time since 1963-64. Tuttle has reached double-figure scoring in 24 consecutive games. Junior guard Wes Washburn scored 16 for the Panthers, including 4 three-pointers. Kendall Anthony led Richmond with 12 points, and Trey Davis had 11 points and 11 rebounds. Northern Iowa used a 10-2 run to lead 14-4, but Richmond pulled to within 4 points at 14-10 after a three-pointer by Terry Allen. Washburn hit a 3 at 3:14, and then the Panthers led 30-15 at halftime. The Spiders opened up the second half with a 13-6 run and pulled to within 4 at 50-46 on a layup by Davis with 57 seconds to play. Matt Bohannon hit 5 free throws in the final 25 seconds to keep the Spiders at bay and give the Panthers that college basketball victory on Sunday. Jarvis Williams had 20 points and 10 rebounds, and 3 other Murray State players reached double figures Sunday night in a 68-59 victory over Drake in the Challenge in Music City. T.J. Sapp hit 2 three-pointers during a 10-0 run to give Murray State a 54-48 lead with 5:46 to play. Chris Caird scored 4 points, and Gary Ricks Jr. split a pair of free throws to pull Drake within 56-53 with 4:27 left. The Racers then forced 4 turnovers while closing the game on a 12-6 run to seal it. Williams was 7 of 12 from the field and 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Justin Seymour had 14 points. Sapp scored 11, and Cameron Payne had 10 points for Murray State. Ricks Jr. scored 17 points. Caird had 16, and Reed Timmer had 13 to help lead Drake as the Bulldogs fall to 1-6 on the season with that loss. In top 25 college basketball on Sunday, number one Kentucky was a winner over Providence, 58-38. Fourth-rated Duke downing Army, 93-73. Seventh-ranked Texas got by number 24 UConn, 55-54. Number 11 Kansas defeating number 20 Michigan State, 61-56. 12th-ranked Villanova beat Delaware, 78-47. While number 25 Arkansas posts a 94-77 win over Iona. And we have college or high school basketball for you tonight here on KJAN, as Chris and I will be in Avoca this evening as AHSTW will play host to CAM in a girl-boy basketball doubleheader. Girls first at 6 o'clock. The boys will follow. That's CAM at AHSTW, a local non-conference matchup of some area schools. We'll have it for you live tonight on KJAN. Here on the radio at AM 1220 and FM 101.1, as well as online at KJAN.com. And you can watch live streaming video of the ball games as well on the TV page at KJAN.com. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. For all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs, give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.